Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Cease fire. And then no cease fire, apparently. Yeah, it was looking real good. This was a cease fire that was agreed upon between Iran and Israel. And everybody seemed to be on board. But it looks like, Iran just couldn't hold back. Couldn't keep their powder dry. Had to go ahead and send some rockets into Israel. I believe they killed five civilians. So, I guess it's on again. Here's some of the fast facts we have for you. Iran launched at least 14 missiles toward Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar. Now, I believe this is our largest air base that we have in all of the Middle East. It's a big one. We've already moved. We had prepared for that and moved planes and stuff because we knew that was probably coming. Qatar's foreign ministry condemned the strike in a statement saying the missiles were destroyed and there were no casualties. The strike followed a statement by the Iranian president that the U.S. strike would not go unanswered. American and British embassies had issued shelter in place. Israel ramped up attacks on Iran overnight. So where we're at now is it sounds like the fighting, the lobbing of missiles is continuing, and we'll have to continue to stay on top of this. And it'll be, hopefully they'll get back to some sort of process. I don't think it benefits Iran to want to continue this. It seems like they're on the losing end of any volley that takes place. And so we'll continue to follow it. It's developing, clearly. It was very hopeful. I so wanted to go on the air and go, told you that Iran would finally come to some sort of terms. I think they still will. I think they're going to have to get, they're going to have to feel a little bit more pain, unfortunately. All right. So we'll continue to follow on that. It's good, I guess, that people are reminded that Iran's been doing bad things for a very long time. Federal authorities have called Iran the world's largest state sponsor of terror. And the FBI says the Iranian government has both imprisoned Americans within its territory on unsubstantiated charges and harassed even killed dissidents in exile. Their nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated, though, according to President Donald Trump. He said that during national broadcast statement from the White House. And Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must know they must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks would be far greater and a lot easier. Well, that's the other thing, too, is they're quite vulnerable. Yeah, I mean, Israel already had air superiority. And then we were able to pull off that credible strike on their nuclear facilities. Flying, 37 hours round trip in these B-2 stealth bombers with bunker busters? Impressive. So, I don't know what Iran would be trying to gain. I mean, by saying, we agree to a ceasefire, but then not. Are there different factions kind of involved in this? Is there some kind of inner turmoil going on there? Very well could be. The bombings came amid an increasingly deadly conflict involving Iran and Israel, which is at war with the Iran-backed terror group Hamas. Last year, the Justice Department said it thwarted a plot to kill President Trump after Election Day. Separately, the DOJ announced the arrest and conviction of two other Iranian assets accused of plotting to kill American journalists. All right, so that's just a little bit of the history. Now, moving forward, what do we have? Well, in fact, we have Attorney General Pam Bondi being questioned Monday during a House budget hearing about Iranian nationals who entered the country illegally during the Biden administration after the Trump administration warned the conflict with Iran raised threat levels in the U.S. Congressman Tony Gonzalez, a Republican out of Texas, asked if the attorney general knew how many Iranian nationals in the United States have been convicted of crimes. Bondi said she was unsure, but that more than 1,000 entered the country during the last administration. Now, remember, that's 1,000 meaning that we know about. Remember those so-called gotaways, the worst of the worst. Anybody carrying drugs or dealing in trafficking of humans, all of that. Remember there, the coyotes send this group over there toward the Border Patrol, and then they send the other group while Border Patrol is busy doing paperwork and changing diapers. Then the real bad guys, the real bad stuff, gets across the border. So we don't know. And Pam Bondi went on to say, the AG, and I can tell you, we are on high alert, and everyone is looking at this very closely. Wow. I mean, where does it begin and end for the duties under the DOJ, the FBI? How many people that they have to attempt to keep an eye on, to track, to even find? In a country as vast as ours, where, you know, you're free, and that in so many communities, you can't even question people without a riot kicking off. So they've got their work cut out for them. Bondi's remarks echo those of Department of Homeland Security, DHS, issued a notice one day prior saying that the Iran conflict is causing a heightened threat environment in the U.S.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.